Voters in Thailand have narrowly approved a draft constitution proposed by the military-backed government there. Government officials say the vote is the first step on the road back to democracy for Thailand after a bloodless coup nearly a year ago. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok, that's an argument that's finding few takers.
Sunday's vote was widely seen as a referendum on the legitimacy of the coup that deposed former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat last September, while Thaksin was in New York for a meeting of the UN General Assembly. Thaksin remains in exile in Great Britain. The military-installed interim government was hoping for a high voter turnout and a clear majority voting in favor of the new constitution. They came up short on both counts. The Election Commission today said just under 58% of those who cast ballots voted yes, while nearly 43% voted no. In the largely rural and poor northeast of the country, where support for Thaksin remains strong, sentiment ran nearly 2-1 against the military.
This result that we have today clearly reflects a divided, deeply divided country, as divided as it has been for the last 2 years. The dichotomy, polarization has not improved.
Thitinan Ponsudarak is a political scientist at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. He predicts things could get even messier if Thaksin's former party, disbanded but now reconstituted under a different name, contests the general election the government says will now go ahead in December.
The parties that represent the North and Northeast will be parties that come from Thai Rak Thai and used to be Thai Rak Thai. And then we'll have the other parties trying to represent the government, the coup makers, and they'll have a conflict. I think the coup makers and the government will try somehow to have an election, but keep the former Thai Rak Thai party, which is now called the People's Power Party, from taking power.
Political scientist Thitinan is no fan of the deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, but he and many others in civil society have grown disenchanted with the coup makers and their interim government, and with a new constitution which many say is a step backward for Thai democracy. For example, Thitinan says half the new Senate will be appointed, not directly elected by voters. And to many, this smacks of a return to the so-called managed democracy of the 1980s.
What they want to do with the new constitution is to use the appointed senators to work together with the judiciary to keep a check and to curb the role of the elected politicians and cabinet members. So basically, elected representatives now are being subordinated to these outside forces which represent the old elites of the bureaucracy, the military, and the monarchy.
Thaksin biographer Chris Baker says the former prime minister and the coup leaders share the blame for the current instability, and it's the Thai people, he says, who are the biggest losers.
Thaksin tried to keep everyone else out of politics except his friends and was aiming for a kind of one-man rule and one-party state. When he was thrown out by the junta, they tried to exclude him, push him off into exile, scrap his political party, and write a constitution, which in many ways is designed to exclude elected politicians from power. We've got to get to a situation where all sides are prepared to compete by playing by a common set of rules. But at the moment, we don't seem to be moving towards that at all.
Former Prime Minister Thaksin, meanwhile, seems to be enjoying his time in exile in Britain, where he recently bought a Premier League soccer team, Manchester City. Yesterday, in a match that generated almost as much interest here as the referendum, Thaksin's team beat Manchester United 1-0. City is now a perfect 3-0 this season under their new owner, making him popular with City fans and, as yesterday's referendum suggests, a man still popular with many at home, too. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.